Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
John O'Brien is vowing to fight for his job. The Massachusetts probation commissioner was suspended yesterday by the state Supreme Court after a Boston Globe report revealed patronage hires and inadequate financial management at a state agency Governor Patrick has characterized as rogue. In an interview with Channel 5, O'Brien responded to the claims yesterday, speaking outside his Quincy home amid some construction.
Rogue, I mean, I answer to the Chief Justice. So, and that's the lot of criticism has been that I'm rogue agency, that, that the commissioner doesn't respond or answer to anybody. I do. And I hear a lot about nepotism and so forth and so on. Chief Justice Mulligan approved all of those appointments.
After suspending O'Brien, the state Supreme Court launched an investigation into the probation department. Meantime, the allegations are reverberating on Beacon Hill, as WBUR's Steve Brown reports from the State House.
State senators may have first crack at the probation department issue later this week when they take up the state budget. Senate Republicans plan to put forth amendments that would strip the hiring authority from the probation commissioner and give it back to the Chief Justice of the trial court. But House Speaker Robert DeLeo, whose top lieutenant reportedly has worked to place several supporters in probation jobs, says he would like to wait until the court finishes its investigation into the department's hiring practices before taking any action.
Let's let the review process work its way out. That's what it's all about. I mean, the fact that there are various allegations made doesn't necessarily mean that they're factual. I think it was the courts who stated that they wanted to do a further study of the incidents involving the commissioner of probation, and let's see how it plays out a bit.
The speaker, along with Senate President Therese Murray and Governor Deval Patrick, discussed the probation situation at their weekly leadership meeting yesterday afternoon. The governor said the recent reports on the probation department have helped raise the focus on his attempts to reform the agency. He says he would still prefer to see the department come under control of the Department of Public Safety as he proposed earlier this year.
But the objective is, no matter where it is, to make sure it's transparent, to make sure it is effective and professional, and it is about a successful, seamless reentry for people coming out of prison and back into society.
But Patrick's November challengers have doubts about placing probation under the control of the executive office. Republican Charlie Baker is calling for the system's reform by placing the department's purview under the courts. Independent Tim Cahill agrees.
I don't support Governor Patrick's attempt to just hijack the agency for him and his patronage desires. I think it needs to go back where it was, and I think that's where it should have been all along.
As for the fact that now suspended probation chief John O'Brien's wife and daughter have jobs in Cahill's state treasurer's office, Cahill maintains both were qualified for what were considered entry-level jobs at the lottery and abandoned property divisions. For WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.